Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I think it's apparent at this point that the Conservative Party of the United Kingdom just wants mass immigration. They're just in favour of it. And it's because they keep facilitating it at every opportunity. Disagree with that at all?
No.
No.
As someone who's interacted with a lot of them, no.
Yeah. It's really disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But before we begin, if you want to see exactly what the Conservatives are facilitating happening to this country, go and watch our hangout about how Britain has changed. This was rather heartbreaking because you got to see what Britain was like in previous eras through video footage. You can see it's a very different country than it is now. Anyway, so this year so far, there have been 25,000 migrants or refugees.
No, can we just illegal aliens?
Yeah, illegal aliens, that's fine.
Because this is one of the problems. I don't know if I've talked about this yet. Sorry to always bring up Afghanistan all the time. I know it's annoying. But
it's not hard.
When I was there, like, we ran into guys who were British interpreters still working with the UN or had trained the British Army. And they kept showing me their phones, being like, look, I've made an application. You guys, the government, I know it's not you, but like the government said we'd give you a place. What's going on? Like, I've had no calls back.
But every Albanian under the sun.
I had to explain to them, the channel migrants, show them the pictures and the videos. And I mean, you should have seen the look on their faces.
They were furious.
They were like, they think Pakistan is unsafe. I mean, they're almost laughing at it. But if you had put those guards in charge of the channel right now, they'd probably kill anyone coming over out of just spite. So it's I really hate that we have in the mainstream of that. I mean, not us, but the British public and political class.
All I'm
openly
saying,
call these people refugees.
All I'm saying is there's job opportunities for any Afghan interpreters.
Border forces recruiting, hopefully.
Well, we'll get to that, actually. It's roughly 1,000 people a day who are just turning up in Britain unannounced. Now, one might describe that as an invasion in less charitable circumstances, but we won't because we're nice. So this is just disgusting. The highest daily total was nearly 1,300 people. And this is just normal. And this is 4 months on from Priti Patel saying, hey, we're going to deport you all to Rwanda. Because, of course, that didn't happen because of lefty human rights lawyers weaponizing the Human Rights Act. And for some reason, the Conservatives won't do anything about it.
Just scrap it.
If you want to go to the next one, that was exactly... And they pledged to do this.
Okay, thanks.
They did say they were going to get rid of it. A future Conservative government would prevent British laws from being overruled by the European Court of Human Rights.
Future! A future could... Not this one!
If it wins an outright majority in the next election.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. That's exactly why I included this. I could have used anyone, but that line is why I included it. Because it's always, we'll do it next time. It's like, yeah, but look at your popularity. Look at your polls. Well, there was a poll that was like 26% the other day. 26%. It's like, what are you doing?
The country literally gave you all this power. We're like, please, for the love of Christ, use it. And you were like, yeah, next time. It's like, well, we're not going to give you a next time then.
Stop. And the thing, again, they just don't seem to understand. We're going down the polls. Oh, quick, start throwing out red meat to the base. It's like, and that brings you up in the polls, does it? Right, so why isn't that your default mode of politics?
Yeah. Would you like 100% approval rating?
Yeah. Well, about 70% because the Corbynistas are always going to be whining.
Sure.
But, like, you know, it's just insufferable. It's like, no one thinks you'll do it because we know you're shit, okay? We know you are. We know you're essentially political grifters. That's what the Conservative Party is. The fact that if you give us a victory at the next election, you're not going to get the victory in the next election because no one trusts you to do your job. So you're going to get absolutely crushed.
What's the meme? It's been 14 years now?
Yeah, exactly. So you could say, well, we're in a coalition government, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but now you've got the 380 parliamentary majority. You should have been doing for the Conservative wing of politics what Tony Blair did for the socialist wing of politics. And just remodel the country in the image that people want. But anyway, so the Conservatives aren't going to stop the human rights lawyers. So I guess one thing they can do is just throw money at France, because that's a trustworthy thing to do.
It's not even entirely the French's fault either.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to defend the French.
Yeah, we're going to make excuses for the French now, aren't we?
No, but no matter how much money you throw at them, like, it's a huge beach line. I mean, like, the Germans couldn't stop us invading. You think the French are going to stop, like, every little dinghy?
That is true. Fair point. But why bother giving them any money? You know, they're not going to do it.
Waste of time.
And so we gave them $54 million in 2021, and then this year they were like, actually, we're going to need another £40 million. I'm like, right. So that's nearly £100 million. Record numbers of migrants. We can go to the next one just so you can see another £40 million. It's like, it's not working. So it turns out that most of the cash handed over so far has been spent on CCTV systems and night vision goggles, right? Brilliant.
Could you imagine being the French Border Patrol? It's like, ah, now we can see when they break the law.
Well, yeah, the reason the Daily Mail say that there have been fewer patrols is because many of the gendarmes have been on holiday.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Again, there was a guy I met who was at paratroopers, and he was just like, look, I've got a solution to it. Like, he was explaining to the Afghans, like, this is the easiest thing to do. When they arrive, put them on a sea lion, fly it over, literally kick them out of the helicopter on some random beach, and you're armed, so if there are any French police in this random bit of... Like, they're not going to stop you. Yeah. And then you fly back, and you do that, you know, five times, and by then, of course, the French will take you to international court and sue you, but they'll stop
coming. It's cheaper than this.
Yeah, it's cheaper to get sued.
Yeah. Unironically. Even then, what's the international court going to do if we don't pay it?
Well, we will pay it because it's cheaper anyway.
So yeah, anyway. So anyway, so it turns out like the pressure was still on. So the Navy is going to be involved somehow. But the thing is, it's not exactly clear.
C-line.
No, it won't be that. It's not exactly clear, right? And so the government said, yeah, we're going to use the Navy. And some of the backbenchers were like, for what? You're not going to start just sort of like, you know, gunship diplomacy or something, are you? Because that would be based. But they were like, no, the Navy's presence will be a deterrent. And a bunch of the backbenchers were like, no, it's going to be an incentive, isn't it? Because former Conservative Minister Edward Lay said, what's the point of appointing a Royal Navy Admiral to help Border Force be a more efficient taxi service? Because that's what it'd be. And he said that people would feel that they were being picked up and taken safely to the UK, which would be a massive embarrassment, which I think it would. You know, once the Navy that ruled the high seas, now ferrying illegal immigrants into Britain. Deeply embarrassing, people would be angry. So the government's saying, yeah, that's a good point, good point, good point. What if we paid a private company to bring them in? That's less embarrassing, isn't it?
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. We'll get to the next one. You can see the Home Office decided to pay various small firms $2.5 million to pick up people crossing the channel.
The people smugglers should just incorporate.
Well, I mean, they could get grants from the Home Office then.
Yeah. I literally just set up a British company on company's house. send over some of your boats.
People smuggling ink. Well, unironically, it's probably less profitable, actually.
You know what? If you did call it that, I bet some civil servant would give you the contract anyway.
Yeah. Just so you know, right, the largest contract was $1.98 million with Aeolian Offshore Limited, a company based in the Isle of Wight, right? And they're contracted for three vessels to be stationed in Kent to respond to the call-outs over a six-month period until the 10th of January. It says the vessels will depart from Ramsgate each day, proceed to a reported sighting, and collect the migrants found and bring them back.
This is the other aspect that's infuriating, because these people aren't actually coming here, as that demonstrates. The people are getting halfway, and they're just bobbing around.
Yeah.
And we turn up treating them like they're, you know, British holidaymakers who have got caught in the tide or something.
Yep.
And go, oh, sorry, very sorry, chaps, come along, we'll take you back.
Yeah.
Like, we're the ones doing this to ourselves, even at that level.
Yeah. Well, the Conservatives are doing this to us. And this is, you know, your taxpayer money. I mean, it's only $2.5 million, which is small fry when you compare to the amount of money we're giving to Zelensky and things like that.
The amount of money it will take to integrate these chaps.
Oh god, yeah, don't even get me started. But and so you think, okay, well then that's one thing, but then the Conservative government, like, yeah, so we're going to give all these refugees asylum as well, almost all of them. The proportion of refugees granted asylum in the UK has reached a 32-year high. This isn't an accident. None of this is an accident. And figures show also the number of Albanians crossing the channel has increased substantially over the last few months. Remember when we did the Albanian TikTok people trafficking videos?
Yeah. I mean, it is terrible. The Albanian civil war has taken a toll on all Albanians.
Yeah, except there isn't one happening.
No.
Albania has been a settled country for many years now.
Yeah.
Despite threats to send those reaching the UK by irregular means to Rwanda, which again, come on, the Home Office disclosed that more than 3/4 of asylum seekers had their claims for asylum approved.
0% are legitimate.
Yeah.
But 3/4 are approved.
Yeah. And yeah, so more than half of the boat arrivals are Albanian, Afghan and Iranian for the first half of this year. But the thing is, according to the Home Office, Albania is a safe and prosperous country. So what are they doing here?
Prosperous is putting it.
Sure.
But safe, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Iranian, yeah, it's also safe. Unless you're gay, in which case you get the grease and you'll be fine.
Sure. But the point being, the Conservative government are doing this on purpose. They know what they're doing. And we know this because, of course, this is all a drop in the bucket when compared to legal immigration, which was 1.16 million last year. They're doing this on purpose. They're bringing all of these people in for a reason. They...
On an MP level, I had a chat with an MP who's on our side, and he was talking about this, and his perspective is that, well, people have this vision of MPs in marginal constituencies as always towing the leftist line because you don't want to lose a few votes here and there. Mm. He was actually saying, no, it's the complete opposite, because like in this environment, we all know we're going to lose our seats, let's just go all out, have fun. But the ones in the safest possible seats are the biggest cuckolds you'll ever meet, apparently, which is that they know literally no matter what they do, they'll be fine. So why not just do nothing?
Well, given the way the Conservatives are polling at the moment, do they know that?
No.
Yeah.
So, which is why they're all of a sudden going, oh, maybe we're not traitors. And so I just...
Yeah. So the Conservatives, I mean, what I would have described this as treasonous. But that was because I used to care about this country. It looks like...
I mean, the guys who invited the Glorious Revolution, I mean, they were traitors to the crown at the point.
Yeah.
I think inviting any invasion would be...
Yeah, but things have gone a bit further than that now.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this video that we did together on the politics and philosophy of They Live between me and Carl. If you want to follow what else Carl's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Carl Benjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.